proud defender of the working class majority. Rick Smith.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, Rick at thericksmithshow.com. So it's springtime, which means it's special election season. And if you've noticed on the national level, a bunch of congressional seats open as Trump picked a lot of the crazies from the Tea Party to fill his minor cabinet roles. But also down ballot, a lot of the state House Assembly races, there are some spaces open. And I'm looking at New York, where there's a spot open, and you've got a teacher who said, you know what, enough. I'm jumping into this, which is why I've asked Christine Pellegrino to come talk with us. She's a New York public school teacher running in the, I believe it's the 29th, for the 29th assembly seat. I'll find out. Christine, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I am good. You know, I guess the first question, it's the 9th assembly district. I got that wrong.
9th
assembly,
wrong. That's correct.
Why? That's correct. Why would you put yourself in this jackpot? Why? Why do you throw yourself in this?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that, you know, in another day or time, I would have ever thought to run for office, especially not at this level. I am not a politician. I'm a mom. I'm a teacher, as you mentioned. But I feel very strongly at this point that we need people who can truly advocate for our children. I've seen what's happened to the state of education from inside the four walls of our classrooms. I am a mom. I see what's happening at my kitchen table. Our schools are underfunded. They are over standardized. And I feel like I can be a person who can advocate for change legitimately because I've experienced it firsthand and can do that with without the lack of corruption that has clouded Albany.
Well, good on you. I mean, you know, at the end of this, the reality is, you know, what we need are we need good conscience people of good conscience who are going to step forward and say, you know what, I want what's best for society, for our kids, for the future, instead of, hey, what's in this for me? What can I get? How does this benefit me? So good on you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So in looking at this race, though, I mean, you know, New York's, a Democratic state. You got to get a Democratic governor. The House and the Senate, I think, are still Democratic sides of this. What issues are you pushing for? What do you want to see? What's the platform? What's the agenda?
So getting it on Long Island, our fair share of funding is critical to the health of our schools and our communities. We have a very high tax rate on Long Island, and particularly in the communities of this district. The residents of the community, you know, shoulder the burden because Albany fails to fund our schools adequately. And over time, they have rolled back their portion of funding to push out that burden onto taxpayers. And
right.
So, you know, there's this real sense of enough. We are residents in these communities because we want good schools. We want our kids to be in the best schools. They are supporters of public education. They understand at its core that public education is the foundation of the community, and its health is integral in making sure that our kids have a great future. But Albany has failed to deliver. We are shouldering more and more of the burden while those tax dollars get drained into, you know, for-profit charter schools and other projects that divert money from communities. And that's not fair. That's not fair to our children.
Yeah.
That's not fair to their future.
Yeah, I think
it's
important.
Not fair to us.
I think it's important for someone like you, Christine, to get involved and to step forward and get into the ring. Because, look, I don't know that enough educators are being heard in the halls of power, especially because you brought up charter schools. There's all of this standardized tests. There's all of this stuff that drain dollars from our education system to put into the pockets of profiteers. And, you know, right. I think it would be a breath of fresh air for someone to say all of that stuff is terrible. It's horrible. Stop it. This is the way we fix education.
Right. Right. It's easy for them to say from their perch that they know what's going on. And I've had many conversations in lobbying efforts as I've gotten more and more involved over the past, you know, let's say 5 years, and the opt-out movement was really my first kind of foray into that. And then also with my union, particularly happening at the same time, opposing the standardization of curriculum and high-stakes testing, and we could see a real impact immediately on classes and kids. But lawmakers who are, you know, either corrupt politicians or career politicians don't always understand at its core what is at stake and how to craft solutions that make sense for kids. And things are moving. Things are getting a little bit better. We have regents. That's like the overseer of state education department. They are improving, but it certainly isn't going to be enough in the life of my own children. They've grown up in this very controversial time. Their time has been stripped away in their primary education. And, it's about time that more of us get involved. Yeah. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice in my family, in my career, in my personal life, but I'm compelled to do it.
Well, good for you. But let me ask you this. I mean, you're a New York City school teacher now, and what happens if you, let's say when you win, do you still get to teach? I mean, is it a full-time gig? What's the scoop?
Right. So I'm a teacher on Long Island. I'm not in the city any longer. I started my career in the city a long time ago. And I will have to take a leave of absence from my teaching career, which weighs heavily on me, to leave my students and my job that I love more than anything. And we'll have to see how that looks. But I will not be able to serve as a state assemblywoman and teach full time because of the commuting, you know, issue and other things. You know, the in-district stuff, commitments and things are manageable. But one session starts in January, and session only goes, the legislature in New York is only in session from January through June. And they're right in budget time right now. And then once they close the session, then they don't reopen, you know, the legislative session until the following January.
Right.
So it becomes difficult to hold a full-time teaching job, which is why you don't see many educators in positions of, you know, political office. You know, that's just one of the challenges that have to be overcome.
Right. So this isn't a full-time gig then. I mean, this is going to be a major financial setback then when you win.
Correct.
And, you know, again, you go back to, and I have people say, this is why, you know, we need citizen legislators who are going to go work part-time and go back to their careers. And you go, wait a second, in this day and age, the average everyday working person, they're not going to be able to take 6 months off from their job and then not have a job for 6 months.
Especially if you live on Long Island. There's no way to live on Long Island and to be able to work ethically in the, you know, the state capital all at the same time. I don't make that much money to be able to have a huge amount of fallback money to go, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to take a year and a half off and not worry about it. No, it's a big shift. It will be a big shift for me
right.
and our family.
So just with that frame, just with understanding what you just said, you know, this is a major commitment and something that, you know, you must, you know, internally on a visceral level be passionate about and think this is an important thing.
Yeah, I can't say enough how important it is to have real people step in and take their issues onto the legislative floor and to craft policy from that vantage point. So whatever has to be done from my perspective, you know, personally, in my personal life, I will figure it out. I will make it happen. And I have my family's support, and everybody understands how important it is for the broader, you know, for the broader public good to have a teacher in a position to have influence over, you know, a number of things. And education isn't the only part of my platform that I'm running on, but, you know, as a person of integrity, I am committed to being the best representative of my community that I possibly can.
You know, good on you and your family. The website, if you want to check it out, PellegrinoForAssembly.com. We'll get a link at TheRickSmithShow.com. Or you can check out Christine's Twitter feed, ChristineNY09. We'll have links. The special election, I guess, May 23rd, right?
May 23rd. It's a sprint. We are running a mad dash to the 23rd. We are have a great campaign. I'm just about to step into a fundraiser in my local school community, tries to, you know, put together some small dollar donations to rely on more of a crowdfunding model, similar to Bernie Sanders, who I was a Bernie Sanders supporter, a Bernie Sanders delegate at the DNC, and believe strongly in that model of getting everybody involved. And so I think my campaign and my race harkens to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more than just, you know, speaking and preaching. You're actually out there doing, and I give you the utmost credit for that. But again, you know, I come back to this education thing, and one of the things that I learned about you is you were you know, involved in that whole in the whole opt-out movement, something that I believe wholeheartedly in. And I guess, you know, this is the kind of that beginning of the organizing and the pulling people together. So you might you have a ready-made base behind you to help, you know, catapult you into the halls of power there.
Oh, without a doubt, Rick. And I think that, you know, my district doesn't swing Democratic at all, so I have a disadvantage on the line. However, you know, people understand what opting out is. And there is a tremendous amount of support. So our school districts are in the 70% opt-out rate.
Wow.
You know, we just finished up the first week of testing on Friday, and our ELA numbers are, you know, up in the 70s. Let's say 73, 74, 75, you know, respectively. And families understand, after having been doing this for 5 years, what and why it's necessary to opt out. And it is a rebuke of standardization, and it is a message to, you know, State Ed and Albany that says, we want our local control. We want our schools back. We want our curriculum. We want our kids to have the best education that they can, and we don't want that to be standardized in any way, because it's not benefiting the needs of every child.
So, or the majority, kind of, for that support, matter.
I'm sorry?
Or the majority, for that matter.
Oh, without a doubt. Our curriculum lacks creativity at this point. We're really trying to move a whole child agenda forward and honor the needs of children from multiple vantage points: art, music, movement, you know, mindfulness are all really important things that kids need support in, and they need instruction in, and they need, our day needs to be centered around creativity, and our curriculum is not a creatively based curriculum.
So maybe you could take all of that to Albany and maybe you could teach the rest of the assembly folks exactly how to do all of those things. And maybe we end up with good legislation that treats children as individuals, yes, and pushes education to create critical thinkers and citizens, sure, so that we can have that participatory democracy that our founders dreamt of.
I would be honored to be that person, and I'm excited to have the support of your listeners and voters in district. And I've been contacted by so many people that have been excited about this campaign and have been, you know, sending small donations and real expressions of wanting to get involved in any way. And we have plenty of work to do, and we need everybody that we can to help out. So
there you go.
If there's anybody listening, you know, who wants to get involved, I would encourage them to visit that website, and there's a volunteer button right there, and they can click right on there, and somebody will get in touch with them.
There you go. The website, pellegrinoforassembly.com. We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Just click on Christine Pellegrino's name. Take you right there. Christine, I wish you the absolute best. The 23rd is going to be here before you know it. And once you take office, we'd love to have you come back and tell us how things are going.
Thank you so much, Rick. Have a great afternoon.
Great talking with you. Thanks so much, Christine Pellegrino. Again, PellegrinoForAssembly.com. We'll get links at TheRickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Rick Smith Show.